This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, that's a good one. That was a pretty popular song, though.
Yeah, terrible song, though. I mean, this is a bad one.
But I would venture to say that most of the songs that we're talking about probably did okay, but we just didn't like them.
Well, the true worst songs we probably never heard. Like, to some degree, these have gotten play because some people like
them. Yeah. Achy Breaky Heart wasn't that bad, though.
I beg to differ.
Who sings this song?
It's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Billy Ray. He's a weird guy, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What'd he do?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to just look it up.
All right.
I'm about to go down this rabbit hole. Yeah. You know how I do.
Yeah. Don't threaten Hugh with a good time.
Okay, Hugh's going for the segment.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, Hugh's going for the segment here. But you want to get in 215-592-9494. A lot of stuff we're discussing today.
Yes, and this segment is sponsored by McGurk's Summer Menu. It's back, featuring a mouth-watering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. Grab your crew and head over to McGurk's this weekend.
Man, McGurk's was awesome the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Great.
Oh, man.
Great time.
Yep. Great spot out there in Fort Washington.
People getting it in at the bar at 10 a.m.
Oh, that was awesome.
Good stuff.
Bar.
Yeah, you were really keeping an eye on that guy who was saddled up at 10 a.m. pregame and fritz camera.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
But it's just like we were talking about it, right? And I said that there must be a lot going on at your house where you wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning and want to get away from your family and start pounding beers at 10. There must be a lot going on at your house, dog.
And that's just at the bar. I mean, we don't know how many beers, you know, he pounded before that.
Pre-game in McGurk's.
Yeah, pre-game McGurk's.
Your significant other must have really got on your nerves when you get up that early and be like, you know what? I need a beer.
Hey, man, he wanted to go out and watch a baseball competition before he go to the baseball
thing. I need a beer.
Yeah. Pound some beers.
You know what?
I can't wait to go home and have a beer today.
I don't know who he was, but his wife, like, she ought to be ashamed. Or
what? No.
Because he had, like, dog, you drinking that early in the morning, dog. Something ain't right
at
home.
No, hold on. He just wanted to get a little nice before he had a fun day.
Yeah,
it was a daytime event. He wasn't allowed to drink at the high school.
No, I don't think so, dog.
That's jumping to conclusions, Hugh.
You drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning. Your wife stressed you out.
I think you're getting messy.
Okay.
I think you're getting messy.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
And I won't be here next week. So it don't make no difference to me.
Hugh's already mentally on vacation. He's been on vacation since 11 a.m.
They can't call him in for discipline.
I can't get in trouble for my tweet this week. Well, next week, I can't get in trouble.
He's going to come back and Ron's going to have a file.
can't get in trouble this week.
So last week, you tweeted this while you were at the winery.
No, I'm going to be careful because he still has my number. If it gets too crazy, he'd be like, hey, you might want to take that down.
Well, I just saw the tweet you sent out a couple weeks ago. You and Hollis saddled up at the bar. I'm like, oh, that's,
man, we were at
a, saw, we, oh, that's not a good that, man, so, they're up to hijinks.
Like, yeah, hanging with Hollis, man, is always a time.
Yes.
It's always a time to be
mad. Yeah. Hollis a wild dude.
Yes,
man.
He is.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking about a lot of stuff today. You trust Dave Dombrowski at the trade deadline. Do you think the Eagles' defense can be better than it was last year? And again, we mentioned Joe Giglio's head coaching list. He has Nick Sirianni eighth. Incredibly disrespectful. A Nick Sirianni guy to have him eighth is crazy. Way more egregious, I'd say, than having Hurts sixth is having Sirianni eighth.
Would you guys should agree be higher than that.
Yeah. What do you think, Kyle? You agree with that one?
You know what? I do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just that was a very strong agreement.
I had to think about it for a second. I was trying not to do the dead air thing that he's been providing us.
Always
deep in thought. But I think it's the few people that he has in front of Sirianni that are bothering me the most. The Dan Campbell thing is blowing my mind.
Well, the Sean Payton one is the one that bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. He does have a Super Bowl, and he's been a head coach for a very long time.
But his last few years in New Orleans were terrible.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
I think he's going to do a good job in Denver, though.
Well, yeah,
I think he did a good job with Knicks last year.
He did last year. Yeah. I mean, there's no way anybody thought that team would make the playoffs with Bo Nix.
The Dan Campbell one is, for lack of a better term, stupid. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
The man is on drugs.
By the way, it was pretty sad. You see the new quarterback show that's out? They showed Jared Goff's box during that game. His supermodel girlfriend in complete tears. As they were losing that game.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hard to watch.
I'm sorry. I feel
that's
bad all right. For.
You don't seem like you feel bad.
I feel bad for.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we have a very important phone call we need to take, guys.
What you got?
In a few minutes, we do need to get some sound from a terrible national anthem rendition. But we have Matt in Westville on the line. Matt claims to be the guy that was honking at you this morning. So
skeptical of this.
Let's bring Matt in. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, you doggos. You cut me off in my car, then you make fun of me. You make fun of my height. You make fun of my car. I'm not Jim Miller, buddy. I'll put you down.
No, this ain't him.
No, he's also like definitely putting on a different voice than he did on the phone.
He definitely, yeah, he
would have had 4 liters up your rear end, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
A little lame.
Yeah,
that was
I can tell you right now, I didn't even get out of the car, but he wasn't about that bravado.
No,
come on, man.
So he sounded different.
Yes,
when you
very
to
different.
Him before
it was a setup.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
And I mean, and it's easy to talk to, like, nobody. Like, I wasn't. You know, it was just like I was just like, dang, why are you blowing the horn all crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in front of you, you know, and I have the right of way. You know, it wasn't like I was going at a speed where, you know, I was driving fast, so I was slowing down. It was kind of cruising and getting ready to make the turn, and he just went berserk.
Right.
But like, no, he wouldn't. He didn't have that kind of bravado.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
UTK. Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
All right, man. Joe definitely on some drugs, man, because my thing is this. How are you going to put Sirianni eighth? What have these other coaches done, like with their football teams? Like, we got Dan Campbell, okay, with the Lions were good, like, well, last year at their peak, and these other coaches haven't really done nothing or proven nothing besides Andy Reid. If you're going to put anybody above him right now, Sirianni, and we got to try giving Sirianni credit, man, for what he's been doing, how he turned the team around. This team was a laughing stock before him and Jalen Hurts, you know, these guys got together. And Jalen Hurts took the helm, their quarterback. They had a 9-8 season, but they've been in the playoffs every season. And you just don't get that in the NFL these days. You don't get consistency in the playoffs. Two Bowls in the last 3 years. To me, it's just, you know, unheard of. And this guy is still getting a flack. Like, what does he have to do? What does he have to prove to be considered one of the top coaches in the NFL, man? Because these guys, he's a player's coach, and they play for him. So I got to put him at least top three coaches right now in the NFL. So if Joe – I don't know if Joe has against Sirianni or you guys have against Jalen Hurts. But my thing is, man, he has to be top one on that list, man. He's done an excellent job with this football team. And as for the Phillies, I'm not – Nebraska has to show me something at the trade deadline because – the last couple of years, he's done nothing. He's been stale at the trade deadline. he hasn't done nothing to try to improve this team. And we all saw it, even with San Diego, to try to improve this team last year. We saw with the Yankees getting Chisholm. That one bet, that one person can change the trajectory of a team winning the World Series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, no, it can, Terrence, and I think we've seen that in the past where if you make the right man, they got to be the right moves, but if you bring in the right guys, it can significantly change your outlook.
Absolutely, man. I feel like to me, the Phillies, if they make that move and Abrasi, if they can make a couple moves to get the bullpen shored up and that one bat to help this team and to get the hits in the playoffs that they need, I feel like we'll be going in the right direction to win the World Series.
Yeah. No, I hear you, Terrence. Do you have a bad song for Tri-Day?
Yeah, man. Kyle took my song. I was going to say Icky Bricky Heart. But I'm going to say this song, it was a popular song, but now that I think about it, this song was bad. I'm going to say Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice, man.
Dude, Ice Ice Baby was banging. Thanks, back Terrence. In the day until the Alphas, they didn't like what he did.
Wait, who didn't like it?
Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. That's kind of like one of their things. They say Ice Ice Baby, too cold, too cold.
Oh, okay.
And he took the song and made it into a rap song, and they gave him a cease and desist. From what I heard, I don't know this, you know, that's what I heard.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting piece of... A piece of knowledge there, fraternity knowledge from you. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we got to get to kind of the inspiration for this Tri-Day today, which was something that you showed me before the show, Kyle.
I saw this right before the show.
This is wild.
I was cracking up. It was so funny. So we've had a lot of bad versions of the national anthem, especially... We had one last season. Was it the All-Star Game or the Home Run Derby?
I think it was the Derby.
Yeah.
Because I think the girl wasn't she supposed to return for the All-Star Game and she pulled out?
Maybe, yeah. So she claimed that she was drunk or something and she went to rehab afterwards. And after you hear it, it does sound like that's a possibility. So I did some research here and just looked for some of the worst national anthems renditions that I could find. And I guess we'll start with hers last season, just to refresh everybody on how that one sounded.
Rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
Tough, man.
She was so horrible. Yeah. That was
But she
awful.
Was high. Like, she admitted that, because, like, after that, she was on something. Mm-hmm.
But then I remember her, like, joking about it a few days later.
But then she went to rehab.
Yeah. But then I thought she was joking about it.
So that one may be the worst I've ever heard. There's also Fergie from the NBA All-Star Game.
Let a flag was still there.
Oh, God.
Say, does that star.
Like, literally gives you a headache as you're hearing it.
We have Steven Tyler, I believe, in the Indy 500.
And there,
Mike Brown just walked into the studio. Mike Brown.
That's a tough one. I didn't know about this one from Flava Flav.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
Had enough yet?
Who was that?
That was Flava Flav. Flav.
Oh, Flavor Flav. Yeah, that was bad.
We have Jason Kelsey.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
I actually don't think this is that bad.
It's good for Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we have maybe one of the most famous ones, Carl Lewis, who just forgot the national anthem.
Here we go. Oh, say can you see, and the rockets red flag. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
Brutal one by Carl Lewis.
He didn't make up for it.
No, he did not make up for it. Yep. But then we had this yesterday. It was a doubleheader between the Orioles and the Mets. And I'm not sure if this was before the first one or before the second. I don't know. Do they usually do the anthem
twice?
Yeah,
they'll do both, yeah.
Okay.
If it's a split.
Yeah. And this one just popped up on my feed this morning. And I listened to it. And it was just cracking me up. I don't know if it's as bad as some of those other ones. But it was just funny, especially if you see the video and like the guy that's doing it. So here's... Here's the national anthem from the Orioles game yesterday.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the round.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
How do you rank that one, Hugh?
That wasn't that bad to me, because to be honest, it kind of reminds me, like he started out
wasn't
sounding,
that bad.
He sounded a little bit like Aaron Neville, a little bit when Aaron Neville did the national anthem. You ever heard of Aaron Neville sing?
Mm-mm.
He has kind of that bravado in singing initially when he started out, because he likes to, flutter his voice a little bit. It kind of sounded like that a little bit, but I didn't have a problem with that one.
I don't know. I think the auto-tune national anthem is a weird move. Like, it's just a weird move. I don't
well,
know what auto-tune, else to say about it.
You know, the auto-tune he probably waited too long to do it. He probably should have did it when T-Pain was hot.
And it's like a, you know, kind of a stubby little bald guy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which the visual is even
visual. To see the visual is the one that kind of threw everybody off, because he has on like a weird colored shirt, and he looks like somebody who was in the basement, you know, doing auto-tune. You know who got famous during COVID doing that was Ralibit. His name is something Ralibit. Mm. Well, he started doing the auto-tune songs where he had like a little keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And he would just make up crazy songs. I can't think of his name.
I just wonder with a guy like this, like how he found his calling.
Where was this at, by the way?
It was an Orioles stadium.
An Orioles game. Okay.
Camden Yards. Yeah.
Oh, say,
or maybe, was it in? It wasn't. Yeah, it was in Camden Yards.
Yeah. I don't think they've ever done auto-tune at the games I've been at down at CBP.
So. No, hopefully they don't.
Yes, that's a. Yeah, I thought that was a bad national anthem.
Which one do you think was the worst? I think it might be the Home Run Derby.
The Carl Lewis one.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Derby one was
no,
bad.
No, the one with the girl style. Yeah. The one that hat looked like and that one. Yeah. Because that sounded like that hurt. That sounded like that hurt.
Because she's supposed to be like a professional singer,
like from
right?
deep in her spirit, that hurt.
Yeah.
At least with Carl Lewis, like that's not his job.
No, and not... Same with Jason Kelsey. Oh, wait. Okay. I was looking for an example of this, that girl being able to actually sing. I think I got it. I can't wait to show
you where I grew. Sounds like a completely different person.
Yeah. Walk you around the foothills of my. And the
rockets red glare. Yeah, maybe there was something. Maybe there was something going on.
Yeah,
she wasn't right.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to figure out that dude's name right. That was playing the. During COVID, he got famous for doing that.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yep.
Well, that was pretty terrible. Thank you, Kyle, for bringing that into our lives. Yeah. Yes,
I don't think it was
so
that
much.
Bad, though.
Really?
No.
Man.
I think it was more funny than, like, horrendous.
Yeah, it wasn't. Like, hers was bad.
Yeah,
it was
hers
like,
was terrible.
You was like, baby girl, what's wrong with you? Yeah.
It's a tough look for the Mets to lose to the Orioles after that, though.
Yeah, definitely.
The Mets had some bad moments.
The Mets are Mets, man.
The Hawk Tua night. Remember they had Hawk Tua?
Yeah, they had her throughout the whatever Tua happened to her? She got
crazy.
In some sort of like crypto
she got in
scheme.
Yeah, she got into Bitcoin trouble
just, like,
or something like that.
Yeah, she just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah, she had man. To say low.
Dude, calling it Hawk Tua night is
it was
so funny.
When they called Hawk Tua night?
No, that was I think what I called it after she threw
My
out the
bad.
First pitch.
I thought it was called Hawk Tua night.
No.
Yeah,
I don't think any parents are bringing their children to Hawk Tua night.
Yeah.
The ballpark.
You get a Hawk Tua-ish t-shirt for everybody in attendance. That's a giveaway.
Then you have to explain to your family who she is and why.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in here. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hugh, I'm sorry about all the road rage. You know what that means?
What's that
you
mean?
You know what all that means? It means it's time to go on vacation.
Yeah, I'm out.
I mean, I think they should let you just go right now. Can you just pack up and just go?
No, I'm going a little while, though. I'm out.
Okay. Hey, listen, by the way, I drive a Honda CRV.
You drive like a maniac, don't you? You drive like a maniac.
Listen, when I drive to the airport at 4 a.m., you know who I have to watch out for? People in Dodge Rams, people in F-150. That's what I have to watch out for.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, you got to respect the road. It's like the food chain. If you're in that little ass car, you just got to get out. We don't see you in big trucks. Well, don't see you like that.
They think they're tough guys. So, you know.
Is that what it is?
Yes. They're tough guys behind the wheel. Listen, TK, before we get to a very nice civil conversation, I have the worst song ever, and it was written by San Diego Charger Aaron. It was that San Diego Padres, the fans, the ones they sang during the playoffs with the Phillies. That's the worst song ever.
That's what's in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
The Padre fans?
Yeah.
Yeah. San Diego Charger wrote that. He wrote that one. And, wow, TK, Hugh is happier. Your listeners are happier. It's not 4 hours of Painter. It's NFL talk. I'm glad I made that suggestion yesterday. So you did good today, TK.
Well, Jim, it is the middle of July. There's not a ton going on with football, so it's more of a baseball time.
And why do you hate every outfielder there is? You think every outfielder is bad? I mean, Rojas is excellent, but you're down on every single
Rojas is excellent.
Outfielder.
Do you watch Jim? You said you don't even like baseball. I mean, Rojas stinks. Are you kidding me?
Was Lazinski, was Pat Burrell, were they good? They still won a World Series. I mean, you're just like,
yeah,
oh,
they
the
were
kid from
good.
Oakland.
Pat Burrell at least hit
Oakland.
30 bombs.
You're like, oh, the kid from Oakland. Oh, well, he can hit, but he's a bad outfielder. Who cares? He can hit. This is why you frustrate me to no end.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry, Jim. I'm so sorry I frustrate you.
Q, I want you to go and have a good time. And could Ashlyn Sullivan replace you next week? I was just throwing
I don't
that
know.
Out
I don't
there.
Know. Oh, yeah. I don't know what Ashlyn has to
well,
do.
Well, appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks. Ashlyn is like legitimately a Cowboy Jim fan. She likes Cowboy Jim.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know what Ashlyn's work schedule is.
This is from when Ashlyn and I were doing a lot of shows together. Her and Jim developed a a nice rapport. I tried to, you know, kind of steer Ashlyn away from being associated with Jim. I told her, this is not somebody who you want to be in your corner. But no, they seem to actually get along where she doesn't dislike, like, I think most people actually do, like, get annoyed by Jim. She didn't get annoyed by Jim the way most people
do. Oh, okay. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
But you're a Jim guy. You like Jim,
I mean,
too.
Jim's okay with me. I'm okay with Jim.
Okay. So, and you'll take that from you, yeah. Being okay with him. That's good enough. Final segment of the show coming up. We'll get a few more calls in. A check-in with you people before we go. Can't wait for that to see, I guess, what jobs I could have failed at today. Plus, a solution I don't know how to handle. What do we do when an all-time loser says a player has star potential? Some audio of Paul George on VJ Edgecombe. That is coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.